brainwash masses for its association with the vulgar eat smoking is in fact a molecule of considerable neuropharmacological elegance when divorced from its tarsal companions in combustible tobacco. Nicotine reveals itself as a compound of rare and refined utility, a veritable elixir for the discerning mind. It engages with the nicotine and is still cooling receptors with the deft precision of a maestro conducting a neurochemical symphony, orchestrating enhancements, attention, vigilance, executive function among the more cerebral strata of neuropsychiatric inquiry. Nicotine has been observed to offer cognitive reprieve to those burdened by conditions such as ADHD, depression, and even the formidable specter of schizophrenia. Indeed, in certain clinical circles, one might dare to whisper that nicotine possesses nootropic potential, a cognitive stimulant, not unlike caffeine's more aristocratic cousin. Of course, it must be administered with the restraint of a philosopher king, for like all potent gifts of Prometheus, it is easily abused by the uninitiated, but in measured judicious use, particularly via transdermal or oral routes, nicotine may serve not as a vice, but as a boon, a subtle cerebral ally in the ongoing war against mental entropy. Smoke. Suck it all in.